Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Barbecue Shop Talk.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to this week's edition of Barbecue Shop Talk here on January 17th. We're going to give you a call-in number, 347-202-0263. Again, that's 347-202-0263. You can also listen to us at barbecuesuperstars.com or go like us on Facebook at Facebook Barbecue Shop Talk. We have a great show for you tonight. We have Aggie with Cromer's Peanuts, a local institution here in Columbia. And we'll run through some sponsors real quick and a few housekeeping things as far as events coming up. And then Tim's got some great tips for you a little later on in the show tonight. To start off, first sponsor, we always like to thank Barbecue Superstars, Daryl Mass, because he's the one that makes it possible for us to be on radio every Thursday night. Also, Alex Hay with IT Integrations. He has done 5 websites for me personally. He's my IT guy, software to hardware. And the reason we bring him up tonight as a sponsor is he's coming over to the house tomorrow to do some stuff. We've had problems, and he's just phenomenal at it. Also, our last sponsor of tonight, it will be South Carolina Port Board. We're doing a demo for them in 2 weeks down at Hilton Head. We'll mention that a little bit later. And a new team coming on next week. We'll give them a heads up this week is Threads and Broadway. We'll say more about them next week. We have Aggie with Cromer's Peanuts. And we're going to move right on to exciting thing happening here in the capital city tomorrow, January 18th, at 11:30 down at the State House in the Rotunda. They will be presenting the South Carolina Barbecue Association's year-long awards for the state champion from last year. And third up will be, for third place, will be Smoking Stacks, Larry Bowen, and Jeff Smith. Second place takes is Up in Smoke with Brian and Sherry T. And then Can't Quit Smoking did a repeat on everybody. Took first place again, George King. And we want to go ahead and mention to everyone, give honorable mentions from fourth to tenth. Fourth be Jack Leg, Barbecue. Fifth, No Pig Left Behind. Sixth, Backwoods Barbecue. Seventh, Big GQ. Eighth, Bold Branch Barbecue. Ninth is Fat Boys. Then Barbecue Shop Talk's own Tim Handy, JT's Barbecue, finished out 10th with a short season he had this year, so that's pretty impressive. And then they also have a judges class coming up February 2nd from 10 to 4 down in Aiken. If you want to be a South Carolina barbecue judge, I'd encourage you to go. I am a master judge, and I've had a lot of fun, met a lot of great people over the years. Encourage you to go to that. You can go to SouthCarolinaBarbecue.com and get all the information there. And two classes I forgot to mention last week. Whole Hog Demo by Up and Smoke is coming up on January 26th at the McConnell's Recreation Center. From 9 to 4, $200 a person, but your spouse can come free. If you have a team member and or a friend, they can get in for $100 a piece. They're going over hog selection, trimming, injection, rubs, final prep, cook times, tips, selections of where and what to pull for the boxes, demos and discussions on the boxes as well. And he's doing a St. Louis-style rib and baby back rib demo as well. Finishing off lunch with old-fashioned pig chicken and banana pudding. That's Brian Teague, Up and Smoke. You can reach him at upandsmoke@comporium.net. Or you can call him directly at 803-984-1798. Or you can contact us here at Barbecue Shop Talk, and we'll get you all the information out. Next class up is Carolina Outdoor Cooking Barbecue class featuring Garland Hudgens, and Tim's in on that too, doing one or two of the divisions in it. Also, Jeff and Larry with Smoking Stacks will be there. That's coming off on Saturday, February 16th, 8 to 4 at South Carolina Farmers Market. $250 a person, all day barbecue samplings as well as lunch. And you can contact Garland Hudgens at 803-360-4700. Or you can go to their website, CarolinaOutdoorCooking.com. Also, Tim and I, in a couple weeks, will be down in Hilton Head for the Young Farmers and Agribusiness 65th Annual Convention. We're doing a ribs demo at 10:30 a.m. at the resort there, and that's in conjunction with the South Carolina Port Board Annual Meeting. Barbecue Pit Masters actually has Destination America's hit show, Still looking for some teams. I think it's in here real soon. So contact them at barbecuepitmasters@originalmedia.com. National Barbecue Association's 2013 conference in Mobile, Alabama. Evolution of Barbecue. We've been over this every week here for about a month now. The one thing I want to point out is the sauce deadline is tomorrow. So if you want to enter sauce or rubs, hopefully you can get it in by tomorrow. We'll give you an update on the social media project we started last week with Jennifer from Greystale. For Barbecue Shop Talk and Smoking Coals, we actually spiked from 2,100 to 2,500% increase last week, which was phenomenal. It actually got Tim Handy onto Twitter as well. And I started playing around with it a little bit last week myself, and it's been a fun week so far. We said we were going to have a throwdown at Senate Street. We've actually booked that in this week, April 4th, from 11 to 2 at 302 Senate Street. That's the site of Smoke on the Water, which will be coming up again this September, Dupree's Place. It'll be a business lunch barbecue with either cheesecake banana pudding or traditional banana pudding. There'll be a throwdown between Tim Handy and JT's Barbecue, Brad K with Lang Smokers, and Daniel and I are going to go out there with our team, Q for You, excuse me, and have a little throwdown right there at 2 o'clock with a couple of celebrity judges from here in Columbia. Now, while I catch my breath, I'm going to let Tim come in and give his tips and reviews from last week.
Thank you and good night. All right, folks, let's see here. Just to let you know that I am becoming more technologically advanced, if that is a word. So I will be following the show tonight on Twitter. So I'm trying to get my Twitter hashtag now pulled up, but also got the Facebook pulled up at Barbecue Shop Talk. You can also hit us at barbecueshoptalk.com on email. So I'll be glad to make any part of your email questions part of the show. Taking a quick look at the calendar because I'm going to come later on in the show because I've been working on contests for the last 4 hours here today. But just want to remind everyone, you have a Marshall's meet coming up at the Maurice's Barbecue, West Columbia. And then Mark mentioned the judges seminar in Aiken, South Carolina on February 2nd. And also Band Brews and Barbecue, contact Maura Connolly at 843-525-6257 or the events tab on the SCBA website. And that's February 22nd through the 23rd. And it can't get here fast enough, ready to get back out there and get back on the competition scene. Spoke with her today. She was sending out some DHEC information, so definitely get in touch with her. And we'll come back to the calendar for the remainder of the events because we got a lot of dates posted. My Twitter handle is at JTHBBQ. So it's at JTHBBQ if you want to make your part of your Twitter questions part of the show. So we'll send it back to Mark, and let's talk some peanuts.
Yeah, we're going to bring Aggie on from Cromer's here, a local institution I mentioned earlier. Excuse me, Cromer's Peanuts. And Aggie, you with us?
Hey, Mark. I'm here.
Sorry about that. We have a little technical difficulty. The computer's running just a little bit slow there, but we have you on now, and I will not cut your mic off again, I promise.
Not a problem.
I know you're a little under the weather. I have been for the last couple of days. We appreciate you taking some time out of your schedule to give us a call. You know, a lot of folks here in Columbia, most folks will know what Cromer's is. Tim and a few other folks from outside the Columbia area may not. So you think you can give us just a little information, a little background history of Cromer's, please?
Sure, we'd love to. Most Columbians know us. Cromer's started in 1935 on the Assembly Street curb market by Julian Cromer's, who was a farmer. Started selling his peanuts on the market, and his competitor at the time decided to tell the world that his peanuts were the best. Well, Julian, in his humor, went back and said, you know what, I'll own it. And he declared that his peanuts were the worst in town, not only the worst in town, but guaranteed worst. Well, today we're still in business, and the competitor is out of business, so that says something about the face and the quality of his products. So Cromer's has moved several times since 1935. We were on Assembly Street, then we were by the stadium, and now we're located at the corner of UG and Laurel Street.
Yeah, I remember the old store down there on the Assembly. I used to get down there a lot. I used to actually work for Federal Express and ran the downtown route, and I went by there probably every couple of days. So I'd sit in the van waiting on them for pickups in the afternoons and eat peanuts. More peanuts than I probably should have, and the popcorn, everything is just so good. But, you know, for a business, a family-owned business, especially small business, been in business for 77 years, just tell me what has been helped with the longevity of the business.
You know, I think that the success to any small business is adaptation and resilience to customer needs and wants. And I think that Kromer's was did a very good job. It was in the family from Julian to his children and now to his grandchildren, because it's run by Carolette Kromer Turner, who is third generation. And I think that the love and care of, that the family has poured into the business made it what it is today. It's a brand that's recognized by almost anyone, a brand that represents quality, taste, and even Columbia, South Carolina.
Absolutely. I just absolutely love the store. And I tell you, the peanuts are great, and I could never figure out when I was a young kid when I seen a guaranteed worst in town, how that arrived there, so now I know the history behind it. But peanuts are great, and my kids love the popcorn there. Anytime I'm downtown, they'll ask me if I'll swing by and pick up a bag. Now, when you come over to Kromer's to get a bag, it can be any size bag. I've seen some pretty huge bags in there, and they're great for parties and stuff like that. But tell us, what are your most popular products?
Well, I think you nailed it on the head. The popcorn is definitely our best seller, the regular buttery popcorn. I think popcorn popping has really become an art at Kromer's. Some of our employees, we refer to ourselves as Kromerians, have been part of Kromer's for around 30 years, so we definitely know how to pop it. They definitely know how to do it. And our motto is pop only the best, and it's kind of our trademark, and it's, you know, popcorn that's prepared on a daily basis has a taste that no one can forget and a smell that no one can forget. That's why when you come in the store, it usually smells delicious. Then, of course, there's our cheese and caramel corns. They're close runner-ups, and our boiled peanuts, the roaring success. That's how Kromer started, and probably will always carry those as the core of the company. And for those people that keep asking about New Crop, because I know that a lot of bulk peanut lovers are New Crop fans, New Crop is usually available around the month of August and stops being available in October, so right around when peanuts are harvested.
Absolutely. That's something I look for all the time. We've been boiling our own peanuts for a long time, but if I don't buy a boil them myself, I buy them from Kromer's. And you have a lot of other things that people really, I don't think, know. Some of the people here in Columbia even, that you have promotional products available. You just put in a new coffee shop. You're doing some gourmet foods, concession rentals. You like to enlighten us a little bit about some of those products and services you have?
Yeah, absolutely. So in back in October, we partnered up with Jamestown Coffee, which is a local coffee company. We really concentrate on that buy local, shop local. We're a certified South Carolina product, and we carry your product, Mark, as well in our store. We definitely support all the other local vendors, make sure that they're well represented. And I mean, we've been going back to the market to basically show Kromer's back on the streets. And Kromer's does a lot of other things. We do, as you said, advertising specialties. We also do concessions, so for all your high schools, for all the colleges around South Carolina, for all the carnies, anyone who wants to basically sell a big amount of popcorn, hot dogs, funnel cakes, you name it. If you're a lover of the fair, you'll love Kromer's. And we also do novelties. Back in the day, Kromer's was huge on novelties. It probably was the one-stop shop for costumes and makeups and other things, but it's not anymore. We're refocusing ourselves on that gourmet food to attract a different type of customer.
Very good. Now, what's the immediate future plans for Kromer's? Anything exciting to tell us about?
Well, focusing on the new markets. We definitely want to, you know, put an accolade to students. We definitely want to put an accolade to the young families, because we have the market of the people that have grown up with Kromer's in Columbia. However, the new people, the newcomers, the people that attend Carolina, the people that attend Benedict College or Allen University that want to create memories and have something that's 100% Columbia. I think that the one unique feature about our business, and not a lot of businesses can say that, is that, you know, we do everything in the back. And we are retail in the front, small manufacturing facility in the back, and we do everything old school. And so you say something like automation at Cromer's, we don't understand you. The poppers are watched by people. Bowl peanuts are stirred by people. And for some people, like, and I'll name them if they're listening, Lynn, Miranda, Jack, Wade, Lee, and Kathy, who are the true people in the back that deserve all of the accolades. They're the heart and soul of the business, and that's how we've become who we are right now. And they'll be part of the future plan. We adapt extremely well to the need of the community and to our customers, so we'll continue that way.
Well, it's always great when I have an opportunity to spend some time and talk with you. I want everybody to know how to get in touch with you, so you want to give us a website, phone number, something before we let you go?
Absolutely. You can go to www.cromers.com, or you can go on our Facebook page, which is guaranteedworstintown.com, after the facebook.com. And you can find us. We're on Twitter. We are on Pinterest. We're on Foursquare. We've really mastered the social media scene. So I'm sure if you just Google Cromer's on the internet, you'll find all of our avenues. But the main website is cromers.com.
I did that earlier today, and I was waiting to see if you were going to give us a street address to see how you pronounce the road that you got.
It's 1700 UG Street.
Okay, so I'm old school. I grew up here, and it was Huger up until I was about probably 10 or 12. They changed the pronunciation, but not the spelling of it. So we still call it Huger. Other folks call it UG. So we won't split hairs over it, but Aggie, it is always great talking to you. I look forward to seeing you possibly tomorrow pick up some popcorn while I'm downtown.
Oh, absolutely. If I'm not still sick, I will be there.
We will see you. Thanks again. I hope you get better real soon, eh?
Thanks, Mark. I appreciate it.
Bye.
Bye.
Well, Tim, when you're up for the demo we're having here, I'm going to take you over there because you really just like the whole feel of this place inside, and the peanuts and popcorn are phenomenal. So.
Yeah, I'm on the website now looking at these boiled peanuts because I am a fan of boiled peanuts. So, and also candy apples, too. So it's, I'd love to go up there and try some of their food. It's good.
It's hard to go in that place and not walk out with an armful of stuff. I'm going to tell you.
I bet. I was just reading about the popcorn just now.
Yep. We have Jamie Montz call in as well to talk with us a little bit. So, Jamie, you on the line?
Hey.
Hey, buddy.
How y'all doing?
We are doing great. You know Tim Andy. Say hello.
Hey, Jamie, I was just talking to you about an hour ago.
Hey, yeah. Y'all doing all right this evening?
We're doing good, man. We're doing really good. Trying to get all these this contest dates and stuff down and get looking at a packed spring schedule. So why don't you tell us a little bit about the event you got coming up?
Oh, we got Pork in the Park here in Newberry coming up this year, April 20th. We've been doing it for, I don't know, probably 5 years now. And we've kind of kept it small, low-key. In the past years, we've had 12 teams. We're going this year to 24 teams. The payout's going up. We're doing three categories, chicken, ribs, and pork. In the past, they've just done pork and ribs. And we talked to them about we needed to up it because to try and get the bigger teams in here. We want to keep the local teams, but we want to get bigger teams and really show off how beautiful a city we have and all the local businesses and everything, really showcase Newberry. So it's we're looking forward to it. We really hope to have a good turnout. We want to invite all teams, KCBS, SBN, whatever, you know. We compete, Berry Patch Barbecue, we compete all year also. So we're actually we're turning away from a bigger event to stick here and so support our hometown. We want to really invite everybody to come out and join us.
That sounds good. And I've got your website pulled up now. I'm looking at your application. I mean, you can't beat that. It looks like $150 entry fee per team. And let us know what the payouts are per category. And you're doing a payout for Grand Champion, too, aren't you?
Yeah. In each category, all three categories, first place is $400 and a trophy. Second place is $250 and a trophy. Third being $125 and a trophy. And then we're going to award a Grand Champion, which is $500 and a trophy. And I really, really don't think that's bad, especially for the $150 entry fee. We're all
that's what I was going to say. You can't beat that, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we're used to paying more for the entry fee. And, you know, even with the turn-in times, it's a little more laid back. Be honest with you, it's really laid back. You got an hour between meets.
Oh, wow.
Which is, I mean, that's huge, too. Anybody who knows the rush of getting your meets turned in. But we're really, really trying to make every team happy. There's going to be gift bags for the teams and going to have breakfast that morning. We're going to have live music and things for the kids. And Newberry is really trying to get on the map with this. You know, Greenwood has a really big one, which has it but maybe 20, 25 minutes from us. And we're trying to maybe not get on that level right away, but we're really wanting to get up there and showcase what Newberry is all about also.
Now, tell us a little bit about your judging. It's not a sanctioned event this year. So are you bringing some experienced KCBS folks in or SCBA folks who have the weekend off? Or how's your judging going to take place?
We actually have in Newberry, we have five KCBS judges in Newberry alone.
Oh, wow. Okay.
We have a total of 10 KCBS judges that are going to be there. We're going to have 30 judges altogether. We're going to have two SCBA judges there. And what they're going to do, and then there's going to be some locals, not famous people, but people that's known in the community are going to be there. You know, just as a guest judge or whatever, and they're going to get the guidance from the judges that do it on a regular basis, you know, what to look for and everything, just to help them out, but also, you know, have someone part of the community involved in it also. We didn't want to go in there and, you know, in the past, we just had some local people come in there and judge. And we haven't had any complaints out of that, but if we're going to step up to the next level next year, we wanted to go ahead and get some of them judges in here to help us out this year.
And folks, we're talking with Jamie Montz about his upcoming contest. And I tell you, and that's one good thing about having a contest organizer who's also on a cook team is because they know what the cook teams need and how they need to be treated. And just looking through everything that you're doing for folks, it looks like it's going to be a great event. Now, am I reading this right, that you guys are also providing tents?
Yes, we are providing tents and tables.
Look at that. I've never seen that before, so that's awesome.
I was going to ask you about that. I've seen that as well. I was like, that's almost worth something right there, huh?
Yeah, and I had to lug all the tents and tables there.
We're providing a tent and two tables for each team. Of course, we're going to have water and power. The public work department there is going to come around and going to be collecting the trash, which is something all competition teams like to see.
Oh, yeah.
As far as that goes, we've been in meetings for the past 3 months, about twice a month, trying to get all the details down. And I tell you, it's really going to be thorough. It's going to be a really good competition. And I really believe if we can get some of these teams to come, I know there's KCBS events that day, and I know there's plenty of events you can go and get some points. But anybody who's close, if they just want to come, use this as a practice run, not cost a whole lot of money, but get a lot of payback out of it, it would be great. Also, it's $150 to compete. If you want to do $200, you can also sell. And you can sell as much as you want of anything you want. So that's also another good thing. For another $50, you can, you know, if you want to vend, you can vend.
And that's great because this is an established event there in Newberry, so folks know this event's going on. Sounds like you can have great turnouts in the past. You're expecting another great turnout, so it's a win-win for for our cook teams. It really sounds like it is.
Yeah, last year we had over 7,000 people there, and that's really good for only 12 barbecue teams. I'm going to tell you now that we were overwhelmed by the crowd as far as barbecue teams go. I sold out of meat. I went in there with just on the selling side of it with 70 racks of ribs, and they didn't last an hour. Literally, they was gone in an hour. So, and that's me along with the other teams. So it's definitely a barbecue town. It's a lot of people coming. They look forward to this year in and year out. And we've got the word out there. We're expecting a great crowd. It's going to be ran really well. It's got some excellent judges that are supposed to be coming in and helping with it. And we really, really want to get the showing from everybody. That way next year we can definitely go in the right direction as far as being sanctioned.
Well, that sounds great. And now let our listeners know where they can get some information. How about getting the website and any other contact information you want to give them?
Yeah, it's visitnewberrysc.com. That's the City of Newberry's website, or you can call the City of Newberry Recreation Department at 803-321-1015. Or if you want to talk with me personally, you can give me a call at 803-944-0287. My name's Jamie. I'm with Berry Patch Barbecue. You can look us up on Facebook. Any questions, any help you need, I'm more than welcome to answer any questions I can.
Well, I'll tell you what, Jamie, I may be giving you a call. I had a tentative schedule, but you may have talked me out of what I was planning to do, and I may be in Newberry up there. I might have to pull the Lang out there and have a good time. So I'm going to shoot you another email here probably tomorrow with a couple questions, and I think I may be making a change to my schedule now.
Well, it sounds good. Y'all know Daryl, Barbecue Superstar.
Oh, yeah.
Daryl will be there. He's going to be there filming. So all the teams are going to get a look about on YouTube and everything. He's gonna broadcast awards and everything for us. So we're running this just like a regular big event. It's just we don't quite have the sanction part this year. But it's going to be ran just like any other event you go to. We'd love to have you.
Sounds great. Well, thanks so much for taking time out of your night to give us a call, and we look forward to having you on maybe a little closer to the event and kind of catch back up with you.
Sounds good. Thank you. And y'all have a good night, okay?
You too. Thank you so much.
All right, Jim. You know, that sounds like a fun event out there. I was thinking to myself it'd be nice to go up there and do a little vending and make a little extra money just in case you don't win anything, huh?
You know, that's what I was thinking because I'm looking at I've been working on the contest schedule for JT's Barbecue all afternoon, and that weekend are several events, but, you know, and I want to do some points, but I don't know. I mean, just looking at everything they're offering and everything they're doing for you up there, it looks like I love cooker-friendly events, and this sounds like this is one of those events that, as a cook team, that you just – you know, you don't want to miss because I love when you go up there and they take care of you and it makes you want to come back and makes you want to, you know, just compete in those contests like that. So I think I might have to get me a little more information on that event as well.
Yeah, we were looking at only two in the springtime ourselves, but I think I told Daniel about this afternoon. That looks pretty good just from that standpoint to be able to go up and, you know, we can sell some barbecue sauce, some rubs, and put something on the grill to sell too, so make it worth your while to pay for your gas to go up there and back. So,
yeah, well, let me know because I'm going to send them an email. We may have to put a request in. Maybe we get side by side or something up there and
there
do the old every now and then you and I break out our teams and we do a little bit of Q4U JT's barbecue battle.
Yep.
always a friendly battle, but it always works out good. Well, folks, just want to run through the schedule with you. Now is the time, even though it's still early in January, is to start hitting up some of these event organizers. I've been doing that all day. I've got applications clear through May now. So if you notice on the SCBA website, they've got a lot of dates being posted on there now. Events have confirmed their dates, and several of them have websites where you can go and print the application off right now. Others just send an email out and say, hey, introduce yourself on the email and just say, I'd like to get some information on your event, and have them send them out to you. We've got several weekends where there's dual events. So, again, with the new point system that's coming up for the NBA this year, you know, it's going to be a little strategy of what event you want to cook as far as the gas prices and event fees and the cost of doing these things, you got to weigh those in as well. So it's good to get all the information you can and make a good informed decision on your contest weekend. So like I say, I'm right now through May, and I've already got all of them, with the exception of three emails I'm waiting to hear back, applications for all of those events. So it's definitely not too soon to start sending those in. That's what I'm doing, just taking the application, getting information off of it, and as the money comes in, just starting to send out checks now. So I'm going to secure my spots. There's a few that I know. I think Teal Barbecue Chicken contest in Conway, April 12th through the 13th. I think, if I'm not mistaken, they're only taking a few teams. I want to say it was 20 or less, maybe, teams. So there's a few of them that are going to cut it off early. And with the point system in place, you know, everyone's going to be wanting to jockey for points. So definitely doesn't hurt to get that information in and get the applications, or at least just send them an email and saying, hey, you know, I'm looking for your event. Because if you haven't, and Mark, you can speak to this, if you haven't put together an event before, you know how it is when you're biting your nails going, okay, it's getting close, you know, are these applications coming in, I'll sponsor, you know, obligations and stuff. And us as cook teams, we like to wait to the last minute because we do so many contests, and we got to make sure we feed the babies their milk and cereal before we send that money in and all. But it'd be good if you're planning a contest, at least send, you know, what I call a courtesy email out to an event organizer and say, hey, you know, I want to come to your event. I'm going, you know, and if you know it's 100%, say, look, I'm coming, and, you know, just look out for my application. It kind of gives them a little peace of mind and lets them know kind of what to plan for. Mark, I mean, is that kind of what you see?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I've helped put on a few events, and it's sometimes 2 weeks out, you get very nervous. The first one I did was Smoking at the Speedway, and we were down at 25 teams, and we were trying to get 30, and we ended up with 43. But, you know, it was all within the last 2 weeks, and a lot of them didn't call and say, hey, we're definitely coming, and you just don't know until the check comes in, or you get a call and say, hey, the check, I put it in the mail today. So event coordinators would appreciate that. The organizers, I know, will. And so anybody that does that, that's really appreciated. And you get to an event that's cooker-friendly like this, probably one you want to go to. It looks like it'll be a fun time. And for us, it's not a long ride, 30 minutes up the road, maybe 40. So that's probably going to go on our schedule as well, too.
Yeah, I'm about 99% sure I'll be in Newberry that weekend, buddy. I'm reading through it as we're talking now, and it just looks like it's going to be a fun event. So I think I'm going to be probably heading to Newberry.
You know, we haven't done a Kansas City, me and Daniel, and we've only cooked chicken, I think, twice down at Boone Hall, and done ribs a number of times, but I kind of want to get in one where we do a little bit of everything. So that might be one to go ahead and get our feet wet on.
It really is, because just like you said, too, it's a great format. I love the KCBS format. I like the fast pace of it. But if you're new to doing multiple categories and back-to-back turn-ins, I mean, it looks like they're giving you an hour between each turn-in. So it's a great contest to come out and get your feet wet if you want to get into KCBS, because once you do that, you go to the half-hour turn-ins. And then, you know, I've done several KCBS, and you know, Kings Mountain comes to mind, and that was one of my first. And I took first in pork or second in pork there, my first time out. And it was hectic, man, doing this 30-minute turn-in. So, but if you got everything, you know, all your boxes built and ready to go, and you get your meat off and you got it rested properly and you know what you're doing, it's not too bad. But for those teams who haven't dealt with a four-category turn-in with the half hours in between, it can be a little daunting. So a great place to come out and get your feet wet.
Yep. Well, I think we're just about out of time. We've got a little bit more if you want to go ahead and squeeze some extra time out and do some tips. If you want to start off next week's show with them.
Yeah, we'll start off next week with them. I just really wanted to put the point out about the events coming up and the importance of getting your calendar together. And like I said, right now I've got my calendar through August, and I've got applications in through May already. So it's never too soon to you know. And for fellas, I'm trying to say this a little low so the wife doesn't hear this, but if you got a wife and you can't go every weekend, if you do your schedule ahead of time, kind of leave it laying around, and you start this little bit by little bit, kind of showing the dates and all, it's a lot easier, trust me, that's what I do. So if I can kind of get her a heads up through May, then it makes it a lot easier whenever I'm gone every single weekend. So
yeah,
just a little tip.
Experimented with that before. So.
Yeah, a little bit. But luckily I've got like the most supportive wife in the world now that she's walked into the room. So, all right, time for some bluegrass.
There you go. Good night, everyone. We're having some computer issues tonight here, Tim, so I'm not sure if it's taking off or not. We might have to end the show just with a big good night.
There we go. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.